WMJC, Magic 95, Ambrosia, and you are the biggest part of me. Brings us to 10 minutes till 7, 6:50 with Jeff and Jared. Doug Hill's got the weather, and then, oh, he must be hot to trot today. The Rev is on the line. I don't know if he's still down that nudist camp, but he was last time around. We'll see what the Rev has to say, because he's on the Heaven Hotline already.
Well, why don't we see what Doug has to say right now at 10 minutes before 7. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Kind of chilly outside today.
Yeah, it's a little colder than it was yesterday morning.
Huh? Yeah, let's see. Yesterday morning, this time, we were looking at temperatures in the 50. Matter of fact, 60 degrees downtown, 56 at Metro. And right now we're looking 46, so about 10, 11 degrees colder.
Man.
Clear skies except for some light fog in some areas, or I guess really patchy dense fog in some areas, but that will be lifting. And under clear skies, the current Detroit temperature downtown is 54.
All right, Brother Hill, it is time to bear your transgressions here on the radio.
Oh, my.
Reverend Dollars is standing by. We'll talk to Doug again in a half an hour. Matter of fact, he'll give you an update every half hour all morning long. 49 degrees here at WMJC. Reverend Dollars coming up next on Magic.
Attention, please. We're at Kroger Central, where an amazing event is taking place for the Gallon Jug.
WMJC at 7 till 7 with Jeff and Jer. And I want to remind you to check out the Sunday Free Press. Have you seen our comic strip in there yet? It's the first radio comic strip called Jeff and Jer. Roberta was in there last week. And every week, a different member of our morning show is in there, Billy or Gloria or Guido. So we invite you to check it out this Sunday. It's in the entertainment section of your Sunday Free Press. And it's that time again, brothers and sisters.
Praise the Lord.
Here we go. Let's talk to the Rev. Find out where he is this morning and what's going on in the Tower of Power, Miracle Hour. And good morning, Reverend Dollars.
Well, good morning, boys. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, we're okay. We're back at our headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, boys, I better be honest with you. You know, I'm not feeling real happy about things this morning.
Oh, no. What's the matter?
Well, I got a call yesterday from the dean of our College of Spiritual Knowledge, Dr. Hubert Hummer, and he told me that the fall semester began last week and that enrollment is down by 85%.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Amazing.
Normally, we have over 300 students on campus. Now we have less than 45. I don't understand it. This wonderful institution of higher learning, and we got us empty chairs in our classroom.
Mm.
Friends, have you ever considered a career in preaching? Have you ever dreamed of having your own ministry? Have you ever imagined what it would be like to stand in front of a huge congregation spreading the word, then experience the thrill of a lifetime as you see them reach deep into their pockets to make a true offering of love? Friends, if you've experienced one or more of these dreams I've just described, then maybe a career in preaching is just what the probation officer ordered. And there's no better place on the face of God's green earth to get a more fundamental spiritual education than right here in the rolling hills of North Carolina at Reverend Dollars College of Spiritual Knowledge.
Wow.
How do I enroll? Thousands of you probably just asked that question, didn't you?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can just almost hear it, yeah.
Well, we're going to make it real easy for you. Just call our admissions office here in Charlotte and say, I want to matriculate. Please don't say it carefully. Our cheerful admissions officer will then ask you a series of questions. Answer them correctly and you'll get a $100 credit against tuition. Friends, aren't you excited?
Yeah, we're real excited. Boy, you should hear the tumultuous applause coming from the Motor City here, Rev.
I know, just the thought of graduating with a Bachelor's of Spirituality degree, why, it'll open doors for you. You can join an existing evangelical team or start one of your own. I did, and look how richly blessed I am. Friends, face it, times are tough, and you really can't afford to sneeze off an opportunity like this. So tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the answers to some of those questions that their admissions office is going to ask you. Kind of make it easy on you.
Oh, good. Write these down, folks.
So listen carefully. Question two, the answer is braised sirloin tips and mashed potatoes. You got that one?
Yeah, right. We were.
Question five, six, and seven, answer this way. Say, absolutely not. I'm a real man. Question 12, answer by saying, I always have in the past. And finally, you'll be asked to complete this sentence. Reverend Dollars is America's favorite preacher because...
Ooh.
And you can take all the time you want to answer that one. Hallelujah. Brethren, sistren, and in-betweenren...
Whoa,
sorry.
Brethren, sistren, in-betweenren... Maybe I should have sent a script on Twix to you. Bow your head so now I may bestow a special blessing on you. Get real close to your radio speaker. Flowers smell good, old socks smell bad. Skin flints and tightwads make me mad. But generous people, they're more my style. Their gracious love offerings make me smile. See me smiling?
Yeah.
So send me some cash and don't be cheap, because the cashless letters go into the trash heap. Can somebody say you're a tough cookie, Reverend Dollars?
You're a tough cookie, Reverend Dollars.
The only man who could work old socks into a poem.
That's
all right.
For sure.
It's about 3 minutes till seven on Magic.
Don't you get so mad about it, babe? Don't you get so mad? Don't you get so mad about it, babe? No, you
go mad. WMJC, Magic 95 with Jeff and Jer here. Just ahead of news time, and also coming up in just a little bit, a word from the Heine's down there at Heine Winery. Something interesting I heard yesterday.
What's that?
We got the Stony Creek little newspaper here around the station. They have a little, you know, a weekly newspaper comes out.
Yeah.
One of the Heine's, I think it's cousin Harry, is running for council down there in Stony Creek.
Really?
They kind of run the town anyway, so it should be interesting. And I think that should work out. You know, we've been electing Heine's to office here in Michigan for a long time.
Uh-huh.
It's a long-standing tradition, so maybe it'll work out there. So we want to wish the best to cousin Harry Heine down there in Stony Creek, Michigan. And we'll have a word from the winery in just a little bit.
In the meantime, though, it's time for the 7 o'clock news. Roberta's got all the information here, news, sports, traffic, and weather. Hi, Roberta.
Hello, fellas. Good morning, everybody. We may be getting a last blast of summer. Doug says it's going to be sunny and warm today and tomorrow with highs near 80. Currently, though, it's still fall, 46 degrees here at WMJC Birmingham. I'm Roberta Giacina, WMJC News.
Hey, did you watch TV last night, Roberta?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's the new fall season, of course, and did you see After MASH?
No, I missed that.
Hey, it's good.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is. It's different, you know. It's not MASH, but it's kind of neat.
Yeah, it was surprisingly good. Of course, Harry Morgan's in there,
mm-hmm.
and Father Mulcahy, William Christopher, and, of course, Jamie Farr,
mm-hmm.
who's lost a lot of weight and looks real good. And his wife is in there, Ming Su or Hopling or whatever that lady's name
mm-hmm.
is. And who else is in there? Oh, you get to meet Mildred. Colonel Potter's been talking about his wife in MASH for 11 years.
You're kidding.
She's really neat. She looks just like Mildred should look like, you know. And she looks like an older June Cleaver. She's real nice.
Well, you get to talk about the highest compliment, you know.
Yeah.
Does she have the pearls?
No, she doesn't have any pearls on.
Oh.
But if you get a chance next Monday, you might want to check it out because it's kind of a comforting show to see, you know, three of the old friends back on there again.
Mm-hmm.
So watch it after MASH, and I guess it's on Monday nights on Channel 2.
Anybody ever tell you, Jerry, you look like an older Lumpy Rutherford?
Gee, that's really rather
true.
Complimentary.
It's
Thank
true.
You.
It's true.
So much Richard Deacon breath. It's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock here around the Cleaver household. 8 minutes after seven. Jeff and Jer, and of course, the beer.
WMJC, Magic 95, Elton John with Jeff and Jer at 7:13. Coming up here, before the show's off this morning, we've got tickets for Bob Hope's performance at Premier Center. Now, how often does Bob Hope come around for a performance?
I don't remember Bob Hope touring anywhere.
Like once in a lifetime, maybe, and this is it. And we've got two great seats for you, so... we'll save those and do them in just a little bit. Our morning announcements if you're sending the kids off to school in just a second. But first, a word from the only Michigan wine in flip-top cans. It's Heine Wine. You remember Big Red and Thor Heine, owners and operators of the Heine Winery in downtown Stony Creek, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They are the manufacturers of Heine Wine, the great-tasting Michigan wine in the flip-top can. And they say, let us put a little Heine in your life. Well, people always ask Big Red and Thor, should we hide our Heine if we don't want our guests to know that we're serving a wine that costs only 72 cents a can?
Well, that's ridiculous. Big Red and Thor hope you will display your Heine to your guests. Let them see your Heine. Show them you care enough to serve them the best regardless of price. And we know there are those of you who will go so far as to put your Heine in a fancy crystal decanter to disguise it.
Others have told us that although they love the taste of Heine wine and drink it all the time, They're worried about how their guests will react when they walk into the room and plop their hiney down in front of them.
Well, Big Red and Thor remind you, you can go out and pay a bundle for a fancy wine, or you can go out and pick up a little hiney for almost nothing. Don't be afraid to tell your guests what they're drinking and serve hiney the way it was meant to be served. Serve your guests their hiney in the can.
This is free advice from the Hiney Winery in downtown Stony Creek, Michigan. Hiney Wine, the wine with the unique taste, which is why we say, even with your eyes closed, you know you've got a hiney. Mm. Say yes to Michigan. Say yes to hiney.
Don't wash your windows, sparkle them. You'll be surprised to see them when. Leave no streaks, cleans dirt and grime. Just spray and wipe for sparkle shine.
Good morning, hey. Kids. Boy, you're looking sharp this morning. It's 7:15 at WMJC, and time for the old morning announcements.
Good morning to you, too. And let's see, moms, dads, and kids, if you're heading out to the bus stop today, first of all, the sun's going to get up at 26 minutes after 6, which is about 10 minutes from right now, although it is starting to get light outside here, and it's going to be a little cooler than it was yesterday at the bus stop, mostly sunny with a high today about 74 when the kids come home. But for right now, there's a little bit of fog and 46 degrees, so a jacket or a sweater would be a real good idea at the bus stop today.
Our menu today is from Harwood Elementary in Sterling Heights, and today they're having meatloaf, potatoes, vegetable, cake, and milk, and well, that sounds really good. Mm-hmm. 16 after 7, have a great day at school. Thanks, kids.
Thank you.
You're welcome. WMJC Magic 95, Human Nature with Michael Jackson at 20 after 7 o'clock. Going to talk to you on the phones coming up next here.
Meantime, let's talk to Doug about the weather and find out what's happening with Detroit TV's tallest weatherman. Hi, Doug.
That be true. It is cold out this morning.
Yeah, it sure is. Colder than it was yesterday. But you said it's going to get warm today. Summer's kind of making a little return here, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to get a little taste of summery weather around here today. Temperatures stand to come up, though. Let's see, 45 degrees. Maybe another 28 or 30 degrees during the day.
Mm.
And it's really not going to be that tough to do because once the sun comes up, that'll start warming things up in a rather quick order. We've dropped down a degree since last hour at Metro Airport, but things will start to recover. Temperatures are going to, let's see, probably by 10 o'clock it'll be like, you know, 55 degrees. Then by noon it'll be about 70, and it'll get up there this afternoon.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Convinced.
Right.
Nowhere close, though, to the record, which, by the way, is 88 set back on this day in 1891. And the record low for today, 34, set back in 1899. So neither one of those records is going to be in any danger of being broken today. And under clear skies, the current downtown Detroit temperature on the station that used to reach the Metro Beaches is 55.
Well, we're still reaching them, just nobody's there now. Boy, yeah, bad news for you, Doug. I know it's going to break your heart.
Uh-oh.
Hate to hear about layoffs and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, now, who is the spokesman or who are the spokespeople for Hormel Chili on this show?
The Giesen's Laws.
Well, yep. I guess they've been laid off, folks.
Oh, no.
Now listen closely.
Rich Little for Hormel Chili.
Oh.
Inspector, what have you found? Lynn Grand Deer.
Oh, no, I'm hearing music.
Ooh, 24 after 7 at WMJC. Monday Night Football, what happened last night?
Well, the Giants really did the Packers in 27-3, and the coach, John Chonges, will be here in about 8 minutes, and he'll have an expanded look at the sports, including Monday Night Football, coming up in just a minute.
Boy, we got a line for you. It is 542-0095. If you dial that number in the morning, it puts you right through the studio here. Our producer, Elisa Ventu, will buzz you right into us, and somebody's on there right now.
And she says it's a little person calling in this morning. Hello, little person. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. Who's this?
It's Andrea Buxton, and I'm 6 years old.
Hey. Andrea Buxton and 6 years old, huh?
How you doing today, Andrea?
Fine.
Good. I guess she said that before. She's doing fine. Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, today's my dad's 35th birthday.
Your dad's 35 today?
Huh?
What's his name?
Patrick Buxton.
Where does Patrick Buxton go to work every morning?
Chrysler.
Where did she say? Chrysler?
Yeah, I think so. What's he doing, Chrysler?
Working office.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's pretty specific. That's what he puts in his income tax return.
Yeah, working in office.
Working in an office. Well, we can say happy birthday to him. We'd like to give you something, too, for Daddy's birthday. What do we have over there, Jerry?
Well, I'll tell you what. Andrea, why don't you go in to Dad when he gets home today and tell him that you've won him dinner for two out at a real nice restaurant called Molly Maguire's in Westland, all right?
Okay.
You know, oftentimes we have wives on giving messages to their husbands. Why don't we have you sing happy birthday to your dad on the radio?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dad. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that's good. WMJC, Magic 95, and Steve Miller Band with Abracadabra. Time for the... Hold on, hold the drummer down. It's time for the news at 7:30. Roberta, I think the drummer's jamming. Do you mind waiting for the drum break?
We got the beat.
All right. Time for the news. And hold on a second here. I think he's waiting for the dancers to come out. Time for the 7:30. This is kind of nice. We can do this every time. 7:30 news, and let's see what's going on. The coach has the sports, and we got it all for you right now. Here we go. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, everybody. We're getting some good weather today. Mostly sunny with highs in the
No, you're done. Sorry, Roberta.
Okay, fine. Currently 46 here at WMJC. Traffic-wise, on the eastbound Ford Freeway at Brush, the left lane is blocked by a stalled car. On the eastbound Walter Reuther, that's I-696 at DeQuinder, the left lane is blocked by a stalled car. On the eastbound Ford...